Title: Pendulum Masterclass, Resample the Delay Wash in Ableton Live 12 with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids. Welcome. In this advanced lesson, you'll learn a producer-grade workflow to create a spacious, harmonically rich delay wash from a pendulum-style bassline and resample it into a single audio element that keeps sculpted, punchy transients and textured, dusty midrange. We use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and routing techniques, so the result is mix-ready and repeatable. The lesson objective is Pendulum Masterclass, Resample the Delay Wash in Ableton Live 12 with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids. What you will build: a dedicated delay wash return fed by your bassline, musical and in sync at 174 BPM. A transient enhanced send so the delay repeats keep crisp attack. A resampled audio file of the delay wash, post-FX, with clear transients, controlled low-end, dusty mid coloration, and usable stereo movement for placement under a drum and bass bassline. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Load your bassline as a MIDI synth or audio and label the track bassline. Create a return track and name it a wash delay. A. Build the delay wash. On a wash delay, drop echo first. Turn sync on and use a two-tap feel. For stereo movement, use ping-pong mode. Try starting values. Left 1/8, right 1/4t, feedback 55-70%, dry slash wet around 40-60%. On echoes filters, set the high pass near 200 Hz to keep mud out and low pass around 6-8 kHz to tame top end. Add subtle modulation rate between 0.1 and 0.5 Hz with low depth for slow movement. After echo, add reverb. Set size or decay in the ballpark of 2 to 4.5 seconds, with a small synced per delay of 1/16th to 1/8th to keep early repeats defined. Keep low damping so lower mids remain present and don't overbrighten the tail. Optionally, for extra dusty texture, add grain delay after echo or in parallel with small grain size between 6 and 20 milliseconds. Low spray and low dry slash wet around 10 to 15%, with slight pitch detune. B. Create a transient forward feed into the wash. We want the wash to carry the attack so repeats feel crisp. Duplicate the bassline track and name it Bassline Transient. On this duplicate, insert EQ8 and high pass at 150 to 250 Hz to scoop the subs away from the send. Add drum bus and push the transient knob by roughly +2 to +5 and add a little drive, and follow with a saturator set to analog clip or soft sine with 2 to 4 dB of drive, adjusting output to avoid clipping. Use the send a knob on the duplicate at a lower level than the main bassline send start around -6 dB relative. This gives the delay a transient forward ingredient without changing the dry bass bounce. C. Sculpt the wash pre-resample. On the return track, add a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it to the dry bassline track. Set the compressor to give around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits, with a ratio near 4 to 1, very fast attack of 1 to 3 milliseconds, and a short release of around 50 to 150 milliseconds. This ducks the tail slightly after each bass hit so the transient reads with more presence and the wash doesn't smear the hit. After the compressor, at EQ8, place a post-wash high pass around 70 to 90 Hz to preserve sub, but remove rumble. Add a mid-bell boost between 400 and 900 Hz, Q around 1, gain between +1 and +3.5 dB to create the dusty mids. Optionally, add a gentle shelf around 1 to 3 kHz for a bit more bite, but keep it mild. D. Resample the wash post-FX. Create a new audio track and name it Wash Resample. In audio from select a wash delay and choose post-FX. This is critical, so you capture the processed return. Arm Wash Resample for recording. Mute or silence all other tracks except the bassline, the transient duplicate if you want it contributing to the send, and the return routing so you only capture the intended wash. Record in arrangement view for the section you need. The resulting audio clip contains the delay, reverb, transient feed and sidechain behavior you designed. E. Post-resample processing. Crisp transients and dusty mids. Load the recorded clip and set clip gain or normalize to a healthy level, leaving headroom around -6 to -3 dBFS. Insert EQ8 in mid/side mode. Low cut around 40 to 60 Hz to remove unnecessary sub. On the mid channel, add a bell at roughly 400 to 900 Hz, +2 to +4 dB. Q around 0.7 to 1.2 to dial in the dust. If you want the grit stereo, add a small boost on the side channel around 1 to 3 kHz. Use Redux subtly for grit set bit depth 10 to 14 bits and slightly reduce sample rate if desired, but keep dry slash wet low so you don't destroy transients. Add saturator set to warm or analog clip with modest drive of 1 to 4 dB and enable oversampling when pushing drive. Use soft clip to tame peaks and create pleasing harmonics. Add drum bus lightly for transient definition, small transient and crunch values, for example plus 1 to plus 3. Optionally, use multiband dynamics to control the muddy mid-band with tempo-synced release. Use utility to collapse low-end below 2 to 300 Hz to mono. Finish with a glue compressor for cohesion and a limiter to catch peaks, keeping ceiling and headroom appropriate for later mastering. F. Integration. Place the resampled wash under the dry bass line. Lower or remove the original send to avoid doubling, and mute the transient duplicate unless you intend layered blending. Use volume automation to ride the wash so it breathes with the arrangement. Common mistakes to avoid: recording pre-FX by selecting pre-FX instead of post-FX. Always confirm post-FX if you want the processed wash. Too much echo feedback above 75% leads to mud and runaway noise. Overdoing redux or bit-crushing heavy reduction destroys transients. Overscooping mids, removing too much mid energy kills the dusty character. Boost modestly instead. Leaving wide low frequencies unmonoed, this causes phase issues with sub-bass. Skipping sidechain or transient feed without them, the wash will blur bass hits. Recording without headroom clipping the resample makes later saturation unpredictable. Pro tips: automate the transient duplicate send per section for musical variation, stronger in breakdowns, lower in dense sections. Use EQ8 mid/side for dust, boost the mid channel around 500 to 800 Hz rather than widening low mids. Oversample saturator and glue compressor when you push drive to keep transients cleaner. For extra analog noise, layer a low-level tape noise loop or use redux sparingly and blend. Freeze and flatten the return as a quick render alternative, but remember, explicit audio from PostFX gives full control. Keep the transient sender track available and muted rather than deleted so you can re-render variations. Use short fades at clip edges to prevent clicks after resampling. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Make a simple 4-bar bassline loop at 174 BPM. 2. Create a wash delay return with echo and reverb as described. 3. Duplicate to bassline transient. Add drum bus transient plus 3. Saturator, HP at around 180 Hz, and send a low level to return A. 4. On the return sidechain compressor to the main bassline, ducking roughly 4 dB on hits with 2ms attack and 80ms release. 5. Record 8 bars to a new audio track, with audio from set to a wash delay post-FX. 6. On the recording, add EQ mid boost around 600 Hz plus 3 dB, subtle redux, warm saturator, and drum bus transient plus 1. 7. Drop the resampled wash under the bass line, mute the transient duplicate, and listen in context. Recap: this lesson teaches a repeatable route to turn a delay and reverb tail into a single, mixable audio asset. Build the wash with echo and reverb and careful filtering. Feed the delay with a transient enhanced duplicate so repeats retain attack. Use return side chain compression to keep the wash from masking bass transients. Resample post-FX by routing audio from the return post-FX into a record arm track. Sculpt the resampled audio with mid/side EQ, redux, saturator, drum bus, and control dynamics to achieve crisp perceived transients and dusty, characterful mids. Extra coach notes: routing, latency, and creative variance. Confirm audio from is the return track and set to post-FX. Do an /B test by bypassing return FX and recording a test to prove you're recording post-FX. If you hear timing misalignment, try freezing and flattening the return as a test render, reduce buffer size, or disable heavy look-ahead devices during capture. Aim for peaks near minus 6 dBFS when recording. Label and save multiple takes with tempo and variant in the file name. Advanced send strategies: split frequencies before the send so mid/highs are sent more aggressively and subs are kept out. Create parallel returns, one wide and lush, one mono and mid-heavy, resample separately and layer. For more control than drum bus, stack compact compressors and short saturators on the transient sender. Consider a short gate on the return pre-compressor to remove noise floor between repeats. For sidechain nuance, experiment with attack and release times and try multiband dynamics to duck only the interfering mids while leading tail energy intact. Keep an eye on phase when layering. Mono check frequently and collapse lows to mono below 2 to 300 Hz. Final workflow tip: treat resampling as an iterative compositional tool. Resampled washes often suggest new arrangement ideas. Keep multiple versions. Keep stems of your transient sender and return chain, and only commit once the resample works in the full mix. End.